Have you ever found yourself scrolling through social media and noticed your mood starting to become low? Although social media has some benefits, studies show excessive use can lead to feelings of depression. But no one is alone in this struggle, and there are ways to manage these feelings. I spoke with Divna Haslam, a senior research fellow at the Queensland University of Technology, to find out more.
Social media gets a pretty bad rap because it has been linked with a number of negative effects for people's mental health. People are sometimes feel quite a lot more lonely after watching it. They're more likely to be depressed or anxious or feel like failures in their life. But there are also some good news stories in there as well. Sometimes people can feel more supported and feel that they're connected to friends and things like that. So I think when we're thinking about, you know, what's the impact, it kind of depends. It depends on the extent of social media that they're using, the mental health of the person using social media, and how often they're using it and for what purposes. What we can say is that we know that social media can have a negative effect on mental health, but there are things that we can do to kind of mitigate that impact.
Could you please explain a bit about the concept of upward and downward comparison?
We make kind of two primary types of comparisons. We make upward comparisons. Those are the types of comparisons when we compare ourselves to someone else and we think they're doing a lot better than us in whatever way. And when we make those kind of upward comparisons, we feel worse about ourselves because we're not as good as this other person. The other type of comparison that we can make are what we call downward comparisons. So this is when we compare ourselves to someone else and we think, actually, we're doing a lot better than that person. When we make those downward comparisons, we tend to feel a little bit better about ourselves. So it kind of boosts our self-esteem. Now, what happens on social media, of course, is that people don't present reality. They present their best case scenario. And when others are watching that, they compare themselves and they go, you know what, I'm not doing as well as that person, which is why it can kind of lead to those negative emotions that we were talking about earlier.
Why do you think it's important for people to realise these impacts, both positive and negative?
Other aspect of our life. So if we're aware of what we're feeling and we're aware of what we're thinking, it gives us two opportunities. One, it gives us the opportunity to say, yeah, we're okay, this is good and I'm happy and I don't need to make changes. But perhaps more importantly, if we're realizing that these things are having a negative impact, it warns us that there's something to do.
How do you think people can manage the negative effects of social media?
That's a good question. I mean, really, the question I'm always asked is, do we just cut it out? And I would say no, because there's lots of beneficial things to social media. And if you find, yeah, probably some things do need to change, then we look at what needs to change. So it might be that you cut down to, say, 30 minutes a day. There's good data that suggests limiting social media to only 30 minutes a day actually is associated with decreased levels of depression and anxiety, getting involved with other hobbies, getting out in nature and kind of thinking about those practical things that you can do instead of looking at your phone. So it's really about being deliberate about our social media use and thinking, when do we want to use it, for what purpose, and when are the times that we don't want to use it, or how do we cut back? The other thing that I'd suggest is that if kind of listening to this or if kind of thinking about your social media makes you realise that you are experiencing some mental health issues, this is a warning sign for you to say, okay, I need to go and talk to someone, I need to go and talk to my GP, I need to call Lifeline and get some help and support.
How can we best support children and how can families protect themselves well from the negative impacts of social media?
Yeah, that's a really tricky one because the research data is mixed. So we know that in general, screen time for children does have a negative effect. The one exception of this is that gaming in moderate levels doesn't seem to have a negative impact. So it's something about those comparisons and kind of that fear of missing out or inadequacy that's triggered here. Really, I think parents should be talking to young people and teenagers about the same things that we were just talking about. How are they using social media? Is it making them feel better or worse? And providing them with support and scaffolding to have alternate interesting activities for them to be involved with. Technology is part of our life. It's something that teenagers especially are going to be growing up with. It's about using it in a way that works for them rather than that's working against them.
That was Divna Haslam, a senior research fellow at the Queensland University of Technology.